Shabbat Shalom and welcome to this week's Devar Torah. There's a story told of the Maggid of Koznitz who on Erev Yom Kippur, the beginning of Yom Kippur, prayed zealously for forgiveness. Not only did he request to be forgiven by God, but he demanded a definitive reply, exclaiming, "Therefore I beseech you, if it has been easy for me to take upon myself the yoke of your people and to perform this service with my suffering body, how can it be burdensome for you, dear God, to speak two words?" And when he heard the words descend from on high, "I forgive," he was filled with joy. Soon after, however, the Maggid of Koznitz died. Now, most of us don't expect God to answer us directly, as we hear in the story. But we are all here from God in different ways and receive messages about how to prepare ourselves for what is coming. In last week's Torah reading, Parshat Vayelech, Moses begins to prepare for the end of his life, which, towards the end of the Torah reading, God confirms is coming very soon. This Shabbat, Shabbat Shuvah, is called the Shabbat of Repentance, and which reminds us to prepare for Yom Kippur to come, is an appropriate setting for Moses, who is now confronting the end of his life. Yom Kippur, after all, is a dress rehearsal for our deaths. For 25 hours, we abstain from wearing fancy or fashionable clothing. We wrap ourselves in plain white dress, perhaps a kittel, which is in many ways representative of the shroud that we're dressed in when we pass on. In the Shulchan Aruch, the code of Jewish law, the Rama comments, "It is the clothing of the dead, and because of this, it assists in the surrender and breaking of the heart for teshuvah, of repentance." We deny all the needs of our bodies. We abstain from food and drink. We abstain from sexual intimacy. We refrain from wearing leather shoes. In fact, in the Mishnah, it asserts that we wear no shoes whatsoever, just like a corpse. We recite the vidui, the confessional prayers, a practice that we are urged to do out loud in Judaism, only at a few select times. And when we're about to die, and on Yom Kippur, when we recite the Al-Chait and the Ashamnu, we do so aloud. The prayer Unatane Tokev states, "On Rosh Hashanah the decree is inscribed, and on Yom Kippur it is sealed. Mi yichyeh u'mi yamut, how many will pass away, and how many will be created? Who will live and who will die? Who will come to his timely end, and who to an untimely end? Who will perish by fire, and who by water? Who by the sword, and who by the beast? Who by hunger, and who by thirst? Who by earthquake, and who by the plague? Who by strangling, and who by stoning?" Rabbi Ed Feinstein writes, the Unatane Tokev prayer asks a long series of questions. Who will live and who will die? Who by fire and who by water? I sat in shul for years reading these words before I realized the answer. The answer to each of these questions is me. Who will live and who will die? I will. Who in their time and who before their time? Me. Like every human being, and when I die, it'll be at the right time. And it will also be too soon. Fire, water, earthquake, plague. In my lifetime, I've been scorched and drowned and shaken and burdened, torn and made whole, wandering and at peace. That has been my life's journey. I will live and I will die at the right time and before my time. I will be torn, and I may achieve wholeness. I will wander, and I might yet find peace. This is the central truth of the High Holidays. This makes them truly Yamim Noraim, days of terror. We are vulnerable, we are finite and fragile. And yet, the sages assert that on Yom Kippur, it is not a sad day, but actually one of joy. Perhaps a clue why lies in our Torah reading. The Talmud tells us that on Yom Kippur is one of the two most joyful days of the year because God offers us pardon and forgiveness. Moses, in his portion, is very different than the brash, impulsive young man that we first met in the book of Shemot, in the book of Exodus, or even the short-tempered leader whom we saw throughout Israel's journeys through the wilderness. Although God instructs him to teach the Israelites a poem that is full of warnings and rebuke, Moses' own words are much gentler. Perhaps he has grown to understand something about humans over the years, that sin arises out of fear. And so rather than to try to scare them straight, he offers words of comfort. The book of Kohelet says that the day of one's death is better than the day of one's birth. Yom moto mi yom hivaldo. This is because, as Rashi tells us, we know at the end of our lives what we have done, whereas at the beginning, we know nothing of the troubles that will befall us, or how we will weather and respond to them. Yom Kippur is an opportunity to practice looking back on our lives, but with one difference, we can still change it. Moses takes the time at the end of his life to comfort us and assure us, be strong and resolute. Do not be afraid or in dread, for your God, Adonai, is the one who walks with you. God will not fail you or forsake you. We too can be comforted in this terrifying season. We are strong and we are resolute. We can repent for our wrongs. We can forgive and we can be forgiven. We can even change our deeper selves and in so doing change our futures. I take this opportunity in wishing you not only Shabbat Shalom, but a Gemar Chatima Tovah.